Rod Stewart, from his album Unplugged and Seated, Have I Told You Lately? It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. Joining us in the studio this morning, director of the upcoming Schoolhouse Rocks Live from Central Hardin High School, Sarah Dakin is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
We are very excited about this. And being a kid of a certain age that I am, and I am the oldest person in this room, Schoolhouse Rock was part of my ABC Saturday morning eating a bowl of cereal cartoon viewing.
And there is a reference to people eating their cereal, watching it in the script. They know that people did that.
It was a highlight of my morning throughout the 70s and 80s. And no joke, there's stuff I know about our country and things I know about the world I literally only learned because of Schoolhouse Rock.
It's been really fun to kind of survey the students as we've worked on it. And I had them at the first week of rehearsals declare what their favorite song was. And I was like, it's going to change, you know, as you get to know these and kind of hearing which ones they were familiar with and which ones that they were like, I didn't even know this one existed, and which ones we were just talking a minute ago about, which ones stick in your head. Even if it wasn't the one you were working on that day, it just kind of pops back in there. So they definitely did a good job with making them catchy to stick with you to help you remember the information.
It's a pretty fast-moving show. There's singing. There's dancing. It will bring you back to that time for
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. And it's really, the show is, you know, if you might be familiar with the term a jukebox musical, like mm-hmm. the show is just built to have a little bit of a story to tie the songs together. But the show's about an hour and a half, and there are 21 songs. So it's, I mean, sometimes just a line or two in between, and then we're to the next song that has its own feel and its own look, and it's been a lot of fun to work on.
Live band going to be playing during the
show? That's right, live band. We
awesome.
Have some students playing some instruments that come, some of the actors come in and out of the band during the show, too.
And you brought some actors with you today. Could you introduce a couple of them
sure.
and let us talk to them?
We've got Savannah Weber and Alyssa Vitito, who are both seniors at Central Hardin, who are principals in the cast. And then we'll hear from Riley Weber, who is one of our stage managers, about that tech side of things.
All right. Don't be shy. It's live radio. So introduce yourself to the world.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Vitito.
And you're a senior this year?
Yes.
So how many of these productions have you done through Central Hardin before?
Well, I've been doing them since my freshman year, so... Oh, seven?
Seven. This would be like number eight then?
This would be number seven.
And then number yes. seven, okay, all right. COVID kind of threw us off.
Yeah, it would be number eight, but it's okay.
All right. So what is your favorite thing about doing live theater?
I guess I get to express myself. To, you know, be who I get to, like, you're on stage, so, and you're in front of a bunch of people, which luckily you don't see those people because, you know, the lights are shining down on you. But, you know, you're out there and you get to express yourself and you get to get really into your character. I just really enjoy doing that.
All right. Well, let's bring a Weber up here. Come on up. So tell us what you're doing in the show and your name.
Hi, I'm Savannah Weber, and I play Shuli in Schoolhouse Rock, and she is the romantic side of the different aspects of the main character Tom's personality and helps him kind of get ready for his first day of class and is overall just a very fun character to play.
How many productions have you been in?
I've been in seven productions. Last year, I was actually doing the technical side of the show, and I did sound and microphones for the show because I still wanted to be a part of it. And I've been doing this since freshman year, and it's been such a fun and rewarding experience.
Okay. Got one more Weber. Come on up. What are you doing for the show this year and your name?
Hi, my name's Riley, and I'm a stage manager for Schoolhouse Rock. So I do all the technical parts behind stage you don't normally see.
But if we don't have those, the people out front can't shine.
That is very true.
No small parts.
That is true, yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. You got to ditch a little class, too. That's kind of great.
That is true.
So Ms. Dakin, kind of wrapping things up, when is it, where is it, how much are tickets? Because I know people want to go see this.
Absolutely. So we have public shows this coming Friday night at 7 and Saturday at 4, and you can get tickets at thepack.net. And I think Trisha's going to put some information up about how folks can do that. And you just get your tickets through them. If you have small kiddos under school age, call the PAC office and they can help set you up with how to do tickets for them. And we just want to see people come out. We want to see people support our students. When we finally get to do a musical after 2 years, you know, we were with Little Women in 2020, we were the last thing in the pack before everything shut down. And then we've through hybrid rehearsals and stuff gotten to do some plays since then, but this is our first musical, and it's just been such a good time to get to put all those pieces back together again.
Cast, crew, band, tech, everything else. How many people are going to be working to bring this to the stage?
About 35.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're hoping to see this thing on Friday night. The wife and I are coming out, and I'm very excited again. It's going to be Schoolhouse Rock Live, Central Hardin High School, a musical live on stage. What a great thing to have at the Hardin County Schools Performing Arts
That's
Center.
Right.
Thanks for bringing the students in with you. It's Mrs. Dakin, and we'll see you guys Friday.
All right. Thank you all so much.
And we are Quixie 98.3.